Hollywood presents... The new National Guard show. Yes, from the cinema capital of the world, we present the new National Guard show. Here now is your producer, C.P. McGregor.
Thank you, Wendell Niles, and a very warm welcome to you, ladies and gentlemen, as you join us on another National Guard show in this series of new and different radio dramas especially created for you and starring the greatest headliners in the motion picture world. And now, the National Guard, our great citizen army, presents Wayne Morris in Taxi Ride. The house lights fade down, the curtains part, and here is Act One of Taxi Ride, starring Wayne Morris in the characterization of Speed Reed. Here's Speed Reed, a private detective from Chicago, hurrying from Manhattan's Pennsylvania station to Grand Central Terminal. It's a short taxi ride, but there's lots of scenery.
Hey, taxi!
Yeah?
Taxi!
Take me to Grand Central and you get a buck for every minute you cut off 15.
Just a minute, sport. I'm taking this cab.
Oh, sure. If you're going to Grand Central, climb in. There's plenty of room.
I'm going there, all right. But I'm going alone.
Well, that's a good idea, but I don't like it. Climb in or start walking. Let's go, driver.
Hold it, Bugsy. I'm going to have to clip...
Hey, watch it, King. Here comes the starter. Get in. We'll dump the pigeon later.
You guys know each other, huh? Well, the offer still goes, Bugsy. And I'm no pigeon.
You'll be a dead pigeon if you don't get wise and beat it.
The only thing I'm interested in beating right now is the clock. I've got to catch that Boston train if it's the last thing I ever do.
Maybe it will be, sport. Tell the gentleman whose cab this is, Bugsy.
It ain't mine, mister.
Next stop's the end of the line for you, sport. I'm in a hurry, so I'm letting you out in one piece.
Oh, okay. Now I know you mean it. I can feel the nose of that rod in your coat pocket. It's burning me like dry ice. So you're Mr. King, huh? And Bugsy's your man, Friday. This is a hot cab, you don't like cops, and you got to run on schedule. It's beginning to add up.
Shut up. You talk too much.
I like to talk. And I'm beginning to enjoy this ride. I like the scenery. A couple of cops in every block. You boys don't like cops, but I think they're wonderful.
Come on, let them have it, King. Let them have it now.
Keep driving.
Now, don't scare me, boys. There's cops around, and I might yell.
Come on, I'll gun the motor, boss.
Quit beating your gums, Bugsy. We gotta be clean when we pick up Faye.
Yeah, well, after that happens, you'll have to bump
it. It'll be a pleasure.
You guys make me nervous. There's Times Square ahead, Bugsy. You better head for the station or I'll yell for a cop.
If it was me, King, I'd let him have it right here on the avenue.
Keep your mind on your job. Faye ought to show up any second.
Who's this Faye dame? Say, what are you guys running anyway, a bus line?
There she is, Bugsy. Over by the bank entrance.
Yeah, I see her.
Slow down. Head for the alley.
Oh, so this is what we've been waiting for. Look at that guy run. He knocked a woman down.
You see too much.
Seeing is my business.
Then you're going out of business right now.
Oh, good. He's been begging for it.
Maybe it'll keep him quiet till I can finish him.
Hey, get the door open. Here's Faye.
Get in.
Oh, here it is.
Did you get the satchel, Faye?
Oh.
The right one?
Oh, of course. Say, no, King, that was some job. Some idea of yours, too. Handbags just alike. We switched when he bumped me, like we planned.
Come on. Let's have a peek inside.
Hey, hold it. Who's your sleeping friend?
Hitchhiker we picked up at Penn Station.
Oh.
Oh, don't let him bother you. He's on his last ride. Huh. Now, wait. There.
Oh.
There, I got it open.
Now I get my mink coat.
Must be close to $100,000.
$100,000. Hey,
oh,
let me see it.
Watch that wheel, Bugsy.
Ooh. Oh, boy. You play rough, King.
Well, listen. It talks.
Yeah. Must have a rubber head.
Well, so this is Faye. Aren't you going to introduce us, King?
You wouldn't like her.
I liked him better when he was sleeping. It's kind of crowded now.
I'm going to take care of that right now. Race your motor, Bugsy. Give me a couple of backfires.
Yeah, okay. Two backfires coming up, King.
Oh, no, you don't.
Hey, officer. Officer,
quiet. You quiet. Bugsy. Bugsy.
Officer.
Slow down. Here comes a cop. I'll do the talking.
What's all the yelling about?
Well, these people have just helped rob a bank, officer, and they're trying to kill me.
Sorry, officer. There was some shooting down the avenue, and it upset him.
Oh, he's my husband, officer, and he's sick.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's a mental case, and we're taking him to the hospital.
Oh, they're lying, officer. Can't you see
that? No, fella. You take it easy.
Oh, you be quiet, darling. Please. Please, for me. Nobody's going to hurt you while I'm here.
Oh, we can handle him.
Well, get him off my block. You're holding up traffic.
Thanks, officer.
No, wait. Wait a minute, officer. Wait a minute. They're trying to kill me.
The curtain falls on Act One of Taxi Ride, starring Wayne Morris. Act Two in just a moment, but first, this message from your announcer.
Peace or in war, it's your National Guard that stands ready to serve you quickly and efficiently. When fire or flood, wind or blizzard brings domestic disaster, it's the National Guard that extends a helping hand to you. And if our country is ever attacked by an aggressor, the National Guard will be among the first to raise a protective hand for you. The men of the National Guard are citizens first, soldiers and airmen second. They come from your families to serve you. It's your National Guard. Honor it and support it, so that you may continue to live in freedom and security. And now back to our show.
The curtain rises on Act Two of Taxi Ride, starring Wayne Morris. How would you like to be in Speed Reed's shoes? Five more long blocks to go to make that Boston train, and death 2 inches away.
Come on, say something, somebody. I gotta get to Boston. Aren't these cops interested in bank robbers and murders?
No, sport. The cops don't care about pigeons. They're busy watching traffic and keeping cars moving.
Please, officer.
Bear down on the horn whenever he yells, Bugsy.
Please, officer. Okay, you win. Now I know how that guy felt when he cried water, water everywhere and not a drop to drink. I could almost touch that last cop and he never even looked when I yelled.
I'm jumpy from the stick-up. Can't take a whole lot more of this gabbing, King.
You won't have to, baby.
Yeah, let's get it over with. We're almost at Grand Central.
Hey, look out, King. He's waving out the window.
I've been watching him. He's trying to signal.
I want to make a left turn.
There he goes again.
Yeah, I'm waving to a brother moose out there.
Just forget your distress signal, sport. It won't work.
Only two blocks to go, boss. We gotta get rid of him.
I'll do it in front of the station. There's a lot of noise there.
Gee, but this cab's hot, King. What do I do with him?
Head for the warehouse fast after you put us out.
Yeah? Well, where are we going to hide out?
Don't worry, baby. I've got a place in Boston. We're catching the train sport is going to miss.
Got it all worked out, huh? $100,000. You think you'll ever see your cut, Bugsy?
I better see it fast.
You know, maybe those cops will be waiting for you at the warehouse. King looks like a double-crosser to me.
Shut up.
Maybe the guy's talking sense.
I'll keep your shirt on, Bugsy. I'll be watching King.
Yeah, and who'll be watching you, sweetheart? I don't trust Dane.
Right down, both of you. When I finish with him, Bugsy, take him to the warehouse like I told you. The boys will dump the hot car and the body at the same time.
Well, you sure everything's Jake?
Of course. Have I ever let you down, Bugsy?
Look, fellas, if you're making all those plans for me, you're wasting your time. I'm catching the Boston train.
All right, Bugsy. Make with the horn. This is it.
Oh, that car's going to hit us.
Quiet! Oh. Hey, what's happened anyway?
Oh, it looks like every car in town's following us.
Sure, didn't I tell you? New York's having a moose convention.
Hey, they got me jammed. I can't move an inch.
What did you throw out the window?
Something that everybody's interested in, even cops. You better think fast, King.
Stand back, everybody. Hey, you in the cab. Where's the guy who's been throwing $5 bills out the window?
Right here.
He's out of his mind.
I'll say he is.
I guess you men had better take him off our hands. He's too much for his wife and me.
We'll get him a nice straitjacket.
Oh, look, I'm getting tired of that gag. I'm not crazy. Officer, arrest these people. They're bank robbers.
Oh, poor dear Sport. He ought to be in a hospital.
My name's not Sport. It's Clark Reed.
Clark Reed's a private dick from Chicago. And nobody ever saw a private dick throw away money.
You have. Here, take a look at my license.
Well, yeah, you're Clark Reed, all right.
Now, catch another gander at the license inside the cab.
Why, the picture doesn't match the driver. It's a hot cab.
Hey, stop that man!
Where's the bag? Oh, here it is. Take a look inside.
Holy smoke, it's full of dough. Hey, wait a minute, Reed. What were you doing in the cab?
Well, I went along for the ride, and darn near got taken for one. Well, they're all yours, officer. I gotta be going. I got 3 minutes to catch a train.
Sorry, you'll have to stick. We'll need you as a witness.
Oh, but look, I gotta get to Boston. It's a matter of life and death. Now, I did you a favor. How about doing one for me? Send a cop along to guard me if you don't think I'll be back for the reward.
You'll be back, but I think I'll send Joe along to keep you company.
Okay, come on, Joe. Throw it in high. We're going to Boston. The Red Sox are playing the Yanks tomorrow, and I've got a box seat.
Thank you, Wayne Morris, for lending your very able talents to the National Guard Show and for bringing to life the character of Speed Reed. He was portrayed so vividly as to become practically flesh and blood. Next week, ladies and gentlemen, our citizen army, the National Guard, will bring you the story of Master of Green Oaks and will star Zachary Scott. It is a play of an unusual dramatic impact and one you certainly won't want to miss. Until then, thanks for listening. This is C.P. McGregor saying cheerio from Hollywood.
All-Star appears with the courtesy of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee, which arranges for the appearance of all stars in this program. This program is transcribed in Hollywood for release at this time. This is Wendell Niles saying so long and turning the program over to your local announcer, who will tell you where you can get the full details about your local unit of the National Guard.